They actually taught my student how to do the following, right? We have sound score, music score, movie score. In sound score, there are pattern, there are progression, and there are signature. And most importantly, there are different languages in sound, genre of music, and it also applies in sound. And so we need to learn a particular sound so that we can become that sound whenever we are making or taking decisions on console. And we also have the part where a sound engineer needs to score music. Again, there are patterns, progression, there are key signature, there are time signature, which is also a tempo-related system. And from the tempo, we have what? BPM. No little wonder when we have a time-based effect like this guy, like a delay, right? There are things you have to punch so that we align the entire console's program to conform with music BPM. When you send reverb, it makes sense because in that sense, the reverb BPM is also tagged to the music what? Time signature. And apart from that, the chorus used in the BGVs too must be timed aligned. I mean, they are time signature aligned with music, again, music tempo. Now, this sound does not have any steady tempo. So that's why momentarily you have to go to the whole stuff and realign again so that it's conform. That's why when you hear the sound right now, it's a kind of conform. So this guy is very good. Most of the wing user use it with caution because this tone are very sensitive, like very sensitive. For this to make sense, you must understand what ADSR, acoustic envelope of any sound source.